Tales of the Great Depression by Chloe,
Miriam,
Max,
Maya,
and Kennedy.
December 20th, 1931. Times have never been harder here in Oklahoma. The Robinsons are one of the thousands of families that are suffering poverty and unemployment. When Robert, the father of two twin daughters, Elizabeth and Dorothy, gets his family's bill in the mail, he knows something drastic must be done to save the family from starvation.
What are we gonna do, Robert? The crops have dried up and the ground is hard as rock. Miss Marianne just got kicked off her land by the bank. I don't want that happening to us.
I know, Roberta, but we can't just abandon the land we worked so hard for. Why don't we send the children to Seattle? I promise you, they'll be safe. I'll send a letter so my parents know that they're coming.
All right.
What's going on?
We've decided to send you two to Seattle to work.
Really?
We'll go pack now, I guess.
Last call for the train to Seattle.
Bye, Mother. Bye, Father.
Seattle stop, Seattle stop. Grab your bags and umbrellas.
Meeting their grandparents outside the station, they expressed their newfound worries on the way to their temporary home.
Is it the same here as it is in Oklahoma?
Most of the upper middle class, like us, is doing okay, but many of the lower class families are just barely getting by.
Well, it seems we're here. Your room is down the hall and to the left. Feel free to look around. You two should get some sleep. See you in the morning. We should go get settled. Rise and shine. Don't want to be late for your first day.
All right, let's go, Dorothy. Well, this seems to be it.
Charlotte's was a successful clothing factory near the center of Seattle. Everyone knew the name and sought work there after the crash. Their new boss was waiting for them by the front doors.
The name's Bertha. It's nice to meet you. Why don't you come right in? I'll show you the works. It's pretty simple. Just weave the pin in like this. Be careful, though. Your hand's gonna get stuck in this part right here.
The twins coughed as lint from the air entered their lungs.
Are you sure it's safe to be breathing this stuff, Ben?
You'll get used to it. Well, I'll leave you to it.
All right, let's try this out.
As months progressed, the twins found out that Charlotte was very prone to accidents, and Dorothy experienced it firsthand.
Dorothy! Someone! Quick! My sister got her hand stuck in the machine.
Call an ambulance!
December 16th, 1934. By the time Dorothy's hand had completely healed, the drought had passed and the Robertson's farm was back to what it once was. The twins moved back home and continued on to live a happy, normal life.